USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The president is making moves to get soaring gas prices down. Speaking from the White House, Biden's authorizing a massive release from the nation's strategic petroleum reserve. Biden's saying an average of 1 million barrels of oil will be put on the U.S. market each day for 6 months. The president also has a message for oil producers.
For U.S. oil companies that are recording their largest profits in years, they can put those profits to productive use by producing more oils, restarting idle wells, or producing on the sites they already are leasing.
A student at a South Carolina school is dead after being shot by a fellow student. The murder taking place at Tanglewood Middle School on Thursday. The family of the 12-year-old boy releasing a statement confirming his death. The student who allegedly shot him has been arrested. USA Radio News.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free, 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490.
Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Again, 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490 today.
Or at SwissAmerica.com.
Reaction continuing to come in to President Biden's plan to release 1 million barrels of oil a day from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve for the next 6 months. Martin Durbin is the president of the United States Chamber of Commerce's Global Energy Institute. He says it's Russia's fault for the rising prices.
Russia's invasion of Ukraine is sending the global economy into turmoil here. And it is true that the Strategic Petroleum Reserve was intended to be used in times of global supply disruptions. So you can I certainly understand why the administration is looking at this and saying Russia is, you know, we're going to see 2 to 3 million barrels of Russian oil come off of the market.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. The National Weather Service is upgrading the strength of a tornado that hit Springdale, Arkansas, Wednesday. NWS officials originally classified the twister as an EF2, but now say it registers as an EF3. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's all in your head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Supreme Court nominee Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson worked with some detainees at Guantanamo Bay during her time as a federal public defender. South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham says he will not vote for Judge Jackson because he believes her past writings have accused the United States of war crimes.
That is not about defending somebody. That is an activist approach to the war on terror.
He says he is troubled with Judge Jackson's work on allowing a Guantanamo Bay detainee to challenge his detention. The Supreme Court has ruled that foreign detainees do have that right. The body of a missing Nevadan has been found.
The body of 18-year-old Naomi Irian was found in a remote part of northern Nevada Tuesday, more than 2 weeks after the woman had been abducted outside a Reno Walmart, waiting for a shuttle to take her to her job. The Sheriff's Department followed up on a tip that led them to Churchill County, where a body was found. On Wednesday, the remains were confirmed. 41-year-old Troy Driver was held on $750,000 bail for allegedly kidnapping Irian on March 12th. He was caught on surveillance footage driving off in her 1992 Mercury Sable. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
California's eviction moratorium is being extended for 3 months. State lawmakers approving an emergency bill that moves the end date to June 30th. Rent relief payments will be distributed to tenants who have been hit hard financially because of the pandemic. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.